Heavenly Father, may you speak to us through my words, in our thoughts, and in our hearts. Amen. Please sit down. Well, a very good morning to you all. It's lovely to be with you on this Trinity Sunday. Trinity Sunday is usually the day when, if you've got a curate, then you'll get them to preach, because it's not always the easiest sometimes to get our minds round the Trinity and what it means to us. Well, I want to talk to you about relationships. Relationships. It's Trinity Sunday, celebrating that relationship of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We recognize the Father as our Creator, the Son as Jesus, who walked this earth, God sent to reveal his word to us, to everyone, Jew, Gentile, people of every race. All were called to hear God's word through him. And then we have the Holy Spirit, which God sent to us as a gift to enable that flame of love that we saw in Jesus Christ to be with us always, to burn with us always in our hearts, every day of our lives. Yet whilst there are three, they are also one. God was in Christ, and God is in the Holy Spirit, and each of them is dependent upon the other. When Christ walked this earth, his ministry was sustained by the love that he shared with the disciples, no doubt. But there was also a sustained relationship with his Father through prayer, through the times when Jesus took himself away from the crowds in order to maintain his focus and purpose on this earth. When Christ ascended to heaven, he promised his disciples that they would not be left bereft, but that their relationship would continue through the Holy Spirit that miraculously came to them at Pentecost. And so the cycle was created, and God had preserved not only that relationship with Christ, but also his relationship with his people. Never before had the people been able to enjoy such a relationship with God. His precious word was for each of them, and it would always be there to guide, to encourage, support, to help them through the times of joy, the challenges that they had to face, that each of us has to face here on earth. There's no doubt that the relationships shared by Jesus and his disciples, the relationships between them were special. People like Peter and John, so close to Jesus, Mary Magdalene, people who shared that personal experience, that very close, intimate experience with their master. And they would maintain that through the Holy Spirit. Such was the gift that God brought to this earth through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit. But of course, it doesn't end there. It invites us to make that leap, to find and develop our own relationship with God. The passage that we heard from Paul's letter to the Romans speaks about the way in which we should allow our lives to be led by that Holy Spirit, to open our hearts to God and his will for each of us, to call him Father, to cry out to him even, and to recognize that we're very much a part of that family of God here on earth. We suffer with Christ, and we are glorified in him through the eyes and the grace of God. In the reading from John's Gospel, Nicodemus the Pharisee was told by Jesus that he needed to be touched by the Holy Spirit, to be washed and blessed by the water, to allow himself and indeed to allow ourselves to become part of that family of God where we've made that leap with Christ, brought to us through Christ's life, death and resurrection. its relationships, which were important in that triangle of the Holy Trinity, and its relationships that are important to us in our lives here on earth today. Our human relationships are, of course, deeply important. Claire, my wife, and I celebrated our 39th wedding anniversary this last week. My goodness, what a lot of water has passed under the bridge since we first met at night school in Reading. Apart from the gift of our twin sons, also our four grandchildren, we've been blessed through our faith in God and the church communities that have been very much a part of our lives, the places in which we've been privileged to worship over the years. We were recently blessed by going to Portugal for 6 months to serve as a locum chaplain there in the Algarve. And my goodness, what a joy and a privilege that was for us. We've just come back this month and we can't wait to get back there in the autumn. My goodness me, the weather here has been so cold and wet. Oh my goodness. But apart from that, we've found warmth through the churches there that we've been involved with. We found the Spirit of God there through the people that we've met and those very special times of worship that we've spent with them together. Claire and I could not have imagined what God had in store for us when we were married all those years ago. And yet we were convinced that God's hand and his Holy Spirit was there to guide us through our lives. And that's certainly been very true. It's not always been a bed of roses for us. We've had our own share of challenges along the way, as I'm sure all of you have had in different ways. And yet God has been there to sustain us, just as he was there to sustain Jesus' ministry, and just as he is there to guide and sustain you in your own personal journey on this earth, in your journey of faith. In our relationships with the ones that we love, it's also possible that you can grow together as one, like we're thinking of that Holy Trinity as one. Sometimes Claire and I will be thinking the very same thing, or we'll actually say the words together about things that we're going to do. Just happens when your minds are in tune with each other and you just know the other person so well. We become one, and yet we are still individuals who have our own lives, our own experiences, our own personal journey in faith, and yet we are one. In the same way, we need to work on our relationships here on earth as Jesus did. My goodness, is it worth it? We need to work on our relationships with God and his Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, through our devotions, our constant prayer, our prayer life. Then we can begin to find our way to knowing God better, to feel that we can open our hearts and our minds to him, and that he understands that he is there. He will be there to guide our lives. Just as he understood the life, the joys, the challenges that Jesus had to face on this earth. We also need to trust in the Holy Spirit that helps to guide our path, to bring us back to God when we've gone astray, when we lose our way, even lose our faith at times. And I speak from personal experience in that. It's the Holy Spirit that is there beside us to bring us back and to give us hope for the future. And the more that we're able to focus on that presence of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then the more we come to know them and to love them. To love them as part of our lives, in our hearts, in our minds. And then we become very much a part of that Trinity of love. The Trinity of power from God. The Trinity of joy, healing, and peace that was revealed through Jesus Christ. Your relationships in this church, here in Ducklington, are key at the moment. With Bob and Ruth recently on their way to another part of God's world, then many of you may be mourning the loss of them. The loss of a faithful priest who has served this church and this community so well. But there is life and hope that we find in God through our trust in him, by placing ourselves into his hands. It will be important that you hold together and work together for the future of God's mission for this church, for the priest who will be appointed to continue God's work here in Ducklington. That my prayer, and I'm sure your prayer, is that we can place our hope and our trust in God and in God alone. That we can work and pray together as one for the future. And then we can leave the rest to the Almighty God. And may he bless you richly. Amen.